Celibacy. Directing your sexual energies for manifestations and enlightenment. In a world increasingly obsessed with control, the imposition of celibacy has often been seen as a means of taming the human sexual impulse. But is forced celibacy truly the path towards self-control and spiritual growth? Or does it merely lead to sexual repression and a perverse mindset? To delve into these questions, it's essential to understand the fundamental distinction between spontaneous and forced celibacy. Spontaneous versus forced celibacy, the core difference. The journey towards celibacy is often misconstrued. True celibacy must arise spontaneously out of understanding and transcending sexual desire. A celibacy born out of self-forced restrictions, it is believed, can result in repression and an unhealthy obsession with sexuality. Repression without introspection is a seed sown in darkness, likely to grow into the twisted tree of perversion. Seek to understand your desires, not to merely suppress them. When celibacy is a product of self-understanding and acceptance of one's sexual energy, it becomes a part of a person's nature. This type of celibacy is marked by freedom from obsession and an increased focus on non-sexual pursuits. In contrast, when celibacy is imposed or forced, it can lead to an overbearing focus on sexual thoughts and actions, ironically making individuals more sexually inclined than they might have been otherwise. The dangerous path of repression. Imposing celibacy on oneself can result in dire consequences. Forced celibacy often leads to repression, causing sexual thoughts to become a more prominent part of one's consciousness. This repression can create a pornographic mindset, where sexuality pervades all aspects of the person's life. History is rife with examples of religious figures who, despite their celibate vows, succumbed to sexual misconduct due to repressed desires. This happens a lot in Thailand too. In such cases, repression doesn't lead to control but creates a pressure cooker situation where sexual energy seeks out other, often harmful, outlets. Control and its consequences. The urge to control sexual energy often leads to self-harmful practices such as fasting, which can result in unhealthy physical conditions. By attempting to starve the body of energy to suppress sexual urges, individuals might be causing themselves more harm than good. Unfortunately, such measures can lead to an unhealthy perversion of natural sexual energy. Celibacy, understanding, and meditation. Genuine celibacy arises from a profound understanding and acceptance of one's sexual energy. This understanding comes from living and experiencing sexual energy, ultimately leading to a realization of its transient nature and futility. This realization and the resulting celibacy occur naturally and are not forced. Meditation plays a crucial role in this journey towards understanding. Silent witnessing and non-judgmental observation of one's thoughts and desires during meditation can lead to a deeper comprehension of sexuality. This understanding can result in a natural progression towards celibacy, making it a byproduct of awareness rather than a state enforced by repression. A path to celibacy forced through control and repression can lead to damaging consequences. In contrast, a celibacy born out of understanding and meditation can be a healthier and more natural state of being. Thus, the discussion around celibacy needs to shift from enforced control to spontaneous understanding. It's about time society begins to question the traditional models of celibacy and embrace a more compassionate and understanding approach towards human sexuality. Sexual energies and the chakras, transcending the physical. Understanding the relationship between sexual energies and the chakras provides a broader perspective on the nature of celibacy. According to Eastern philosophies, when sexual energy is concentrated at the lower chakras, it predominantly drives physical desires and sexual urges. However, when this energy is guided upwards towards the higher chakras, it transforms from a biological need into a spiritual force. This movement of sexual energy across the chakras is not an automatic process. It requires a conscious effort. Without awareness, repressed sexual energy remains at the lower chakras, driving unconscious sexual desires. Meditation is a tool that can help facilitate the upward movement of this energy. Through meditative practices, one can gain greater control over their internal energy distribution, transforming primal urges into spiritual awareness. The role of food in sexual energy accumulation. The type and amount of food we consume also play a significant role in our sexual energy buildup. Monastic traditions often advocate for minimal food intake to prevent the excessive accumulation of sexual energy. However, this is not the ideal way to handle sexual energy. While minimizing food intake may control the energy buildup to an extent, it is essentially a form of avoidance. It doesn't truly address the root cause, the unconscious accumulation of sexual energy, and merely suppresses its manifestation. Instead of de-energizing the body or avoiding the issue, a more productive approach is to become conscious and aware of the buildup of sexual energies. This awareness allows us to harness and direct the energy consciously for higher spiritual purposes, rather than being a slave to biological urges. From unconscious desire to conscious awareness. Understanding the relationship between food, sexual energy, and chakras is fundamental to navigating celibacy healthily. By acknowledging that sexual energy is a natural, biological phenomenon, we can develop the knowledge and awareness necessary to direct this energy productively. Biologically, our bodies are wired to express excess energy through sex. However, intellectual understanding of this function allows us to utilize awareness and sensitivity to harness this energy. With this knowledge, we can consciously guide the built-up sexual energy away from mere procreation and towards spiritual growth. This approach elevates celibacy from a mere suppression of desire to a conscious transmutation of energy. The journey towards celibacy doesn't involve repression or avoidance of sexual energies. Instead, it is about understanding these energies and their relationship with our physical and spiritual selves. It's about embracing a balanced lifestyle and leveraging meditation and awareness to transform these primal forces into spiritual energy, leading to a healthier, more harmonious existence.